Thank you. From out of that bland and seamless universal past, across the nearly endless pathways of deep, uncharted space, through vast wastes of stillness and of gloom, comes to the watery atmosphere of Earth and to its careless habitations that most devoted champion of universal good. Stella Nova, intergalactic astrobroad.
Stella Nova, intergalactic astrobroad, is brought to you by Mach 2 Astro Hose, the pantyhose with the spacey feeling, but the stay put look. Mach 2 Astro Hose, they give her that get up and go.
And now to our story. In our last chapter, the Aldebaran of Taurus, aging ruler of the galaxy's wealthiest planet, nourishing a passion for Stella Nova too great for his frail will to control, swore that he would possess her no matter what the cost. Having sent off a communique to that effect to Ame no Kagase Wo, the evil scarecrow of the universe, the Aldebaran returned to his plush golden astro apartments, high above a plush golden cloud in the heart of the constellation Taurus. As we join him, he has just opened the latest issue of his now voluminous collection of Stella Nova comics and is sighing and drooling over Stella's heavenly perfections. In the distance, but as yet unnoticed by the Aldebaran, the evil laughter of Ame no Kagase Wo can be heard as he approaches Taurus. The Aldebaran is speaking.
Stella Nova, Stella Nova, luscious lady, how the sight of your shapely form causes my blood to leap, my manhood to swell. Wild music rings in my ears. Oh, adored, dangerous woman. Oh, Stella. Stella, have you no pity, no feeling? Oh, damn your secret earthly lover, Stella. Your scrawny, puling earthling. Damn him, damn him. Oh, Stella, why can't it be me? Ame no Kagase Wo, the evil scarecrow of the universe. Ame no, are you here?
I'm here. So, the mighty Aldebaran of Taurus swells with helpless love. And for all the myriad stars, quasars, and clouds of primordial matter at his command can do nothing but squeeze and please himself on his own golden cushion.
But she has an earthly lover.
Earthlings are disposable.
A secret earthly lover.
Earth, too, is disposable. And its passing will leave, what, a shock wave? A few metal atoms in a bubble of gas? Cheer up, old pod. Earth, too, is disposable.
Ah, my good friend. Good friend, to what pits of darkness and void do I stoop? But I love her. I love her. Ah, good friend, and would you do such a service for me?
For half your kingdom.
A small price. Merciful heavens, what do I hear myself say? A small price. But for Stella Nova. Ah, Stella, Stella. Done, O worthy scarecrow, done.
Ameno Kagase Wo, full of his evil purpose, to destroy Earth and thus eliminate once and for all Stellanova's secret earthly lover, meets with his apprentice, Flunky No Kangese Wo, in a cloud of evil-smelling interstellar gas. There, reclining on a bilious swell, they discuss how best to destroy Earth.
A meteorite entering Earth's atmosphere at 260,000 kilometers per hour would undergo extreme compression, Honorable Wo. At a height of 18 kilometers, the pressure on its front surface would be so great that it could generate a nuclear explosion in an object rich in heavy hydrogen.
Good, Flunky. Good. And for your reward. Where will you find a meteorite rich in heavy hydrogen? And if you did, what would ensure that its entry would heat the material to several million degrees needed for fusion, or maintain it long enough for an explosion to occur?
But if it did, and an extraterrestrial nuclear explosion did occur, Earthlings could mistake it for a missile attack and set off a nuclear holocaust!
Fool! If there can be no ifs.
A steady torrent of antimatter, Honorable Wu. A galaxy of antimatter. Stars, planets,
There's only one thing. Only one thing whose force is so strong that nothing, but nothing escapes it.
A black hole?
A black hole. We will harness a black hole and, drawing it toward Earth, consume the source of Earth's heat and light. We will devour the sun. Then the sun will be lost to the universe forever. Earth will freeze. And Stellanova's earthly love be frozen. Frozen forever.
Oh, brilliant, Master of Evil. Brilliant.
In the meantime, in an American city, the name withheld for the protection of its citizens, Stellanova Intergalactic Astrobroad, following a blissful weekend of rest and recreation with her secret earthly lover, Chubby Bobby Aldear, the capable president of Aldear Enterprises, readies herself for another trip into space. Before slipping into her Mach 2 astro hose, however, Stella stoops and kisses her quietly sleeping Bobby.
Oh, my dear Bobby, there is nothing so precious to me in all this universe as your own dear self. And yet it is time once again for Stellanova, Intergalactic Astrobroad, to be up and doing a universal world of good.
Are you going so soon, my Stella?
Yes, my love.
Oh, the universe needs you, Stella.
If my ears serve me correctly, more than you know, my dearest Bobby. More than you know. But wake, my love. Wake and listen.
Yes, Stella? What is it?
Bobby, my love, if ever danger threatens you...
Yes, Stella?
You have only to take this. It's a memlock, created especially for me by that wizard of cyborg gadgetry, Dr. T. Take it into your hand. The warmth of your hand will undo the catch. Whisper your name, and you will escape safely into my memory. Remember, Bobby, You have only to whisper your name. Oh, Bobby. Bobby. If only you were safe here, in your quiet domesticity. Well, sleep, my pet. Sleep. And now, to do a universal world of good.
With these words, Stella Nova slips into her Mach 2 astro hose and lifts into intergalactic flight. As she passes through the Earth's atmosphere and into the magnetosphere, she can hear, in the distance, the hideous, evil laughter of Ameno Kagasewo.
The universe seems in good shape, and yet that laughter tells me that some evil scheme is shaping. Let me pause and reconnoiter. The Earth rotates. The sun burns. Taurus, brilliant, wealthy constellation. But what's this? The light of that distant galaxy bends in an unusual way. Surely I would have noticed it had it been that way before. And what's this? The galaxy itself looks abnormally large, as if some gravitational lens were focused on it. And this? Dust and gas circling a space where nothing is? A case for my trusty Pulsular X4 X-ray detector. Let's see. Has the point source of the X-rays a mass of more than 3.2 times the mass of Earth's sun? Yes. Yes, as I suspected. It can mean only one thing. A black hole. A black hole approaching at tremendous speed. Look, already the sun's light begins to bend. Ameno has captured a black hole, and by means of its gravitational field is drawing it. I hear you, Ameno! I hear you and comprehend your deadly scheme!
Too late, Stella Nova! Too late! A black hole approaches your sun. Too late, Stella Nova! Too late! Too late! Too late!
Stella Nova, too late? Never! Evil scarecrow of the universe, never! And now, with a quick pass of my hand over Memlock, I secure you, sun, safely within my memory, there to remain until...
It's gone! Oh, too late, Stella Nova! Would-be savior of the universe, it's gone. Your sun is gone. Now, Earth will freeze, and your dear, precious, earthly love be lost to you forever.
Not so, Ameno. Look for yourself. See, is the sun safely within your black hole? Look closely, Ameno. Have you captured it? Does it move more slowly now that it approaches the Schwarzschild radius? Does it grow dimmer? Is it there, Ameno? Look, is it there?
Will you look, Honorable Wallace?
Fool! Come back! Come back!
Oh, too late, Honorable Scarecrow! Too late! Too late, Great Evil One. You have been sucked in by your own evil scheme. You and your apprentice to evil are now no more.
Get you yet.
Let me touch Memlock's lucky latch, and by speaking the sun's name backwards, Nuss, return it once again to its place in the universe. Ah. And finally, let me return you, Black Hole, to your place in Omega Centauri, 22,000 light years away. Then, my morning's work accomplished, a quick return to Earth, and brunch with my own dear Bobby.
Stella Nova completes her task, then, stooping to smooth her astro hose, heads back to Earth and that unnamed city, where the sun now beams brilliantly over the rooftops, and where chubby Bobby Aldear has just begun to stir from sleep.
Is that you, Stella? And so soon?
Yes, Bobby dear. 'Tis I.
And is all well in the universe?
All is well, my dear Bobby. All is well.
But is it? Is all well? Even as Stella Nova slips from her Mach 2 astro hose and heads for the shower, the Aldebaran of Taurus, alone in his plush golden astro apartments high above his plush golden cloud, receives word of the failure of Ameno's plot and pronounces that name the most dreaded in all the universe.
The Red Wings! The Wandering Red Wings! I will call in the Dread Wandering Red Wings!
Will the Red Wigs respond to the Aldebaran's call? Will they attack Earth and with their uncanny female weapons destroy all of Earth's males? Tune in for another exciting chapter of Stella Nova, Intergalactic Astro Broad.
Stella Nova, Intergalactic Astro Broad is brought to you by Mach 2 Astro Hose, a product of the Stella Nova Novelties Division of Aldear Enterprises, with principal offices in Battle Creek, Michigan. Mach 2 Astro Hose, they give her that get up and go.
Thank you. Thank you.